You're listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 AM. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Dr. Luana. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. And good morning. As I was driving out to the radio station this morning, it is absolutely beautiful. This is a fantastic, wonderful morning. The sun is shining and I tell you, it is just beautiful sunrise. Our God is awesome. Let me open up in prayer. Thank you so much, Father, for your wonderful grace, your mercy, your loving kindness. All that you have for us, O Lord God, is amazing. Lord, I pray for every listener and every person today that you would pour out your spirit upon them and encourage them and strengthen them. Father, I pray that you would build a shield of protection around and about them and keep them in the very palm of your hand, I pray. Father, we love you, we praise you, we worship you and magnify your name. Amen. I'm so excited. Today, if you are listening, we're so excited. I want you to follow me, Dr. Luana Stines, on Twitter. We're going to give away a Mission America t-shirt. And if you haven't done that, also, just to let you know, our website right off the start, atouchfromabove.org. Again, atouchfromabove.org. Also, every Tuesday night on Cox Cable, we air our program on Cox Cable at 9 p.m., channel 18 and 23, Wednesday night on Time Warner at 5 o'clock p.m. on channel 19. Please tune in. I want to share with you today how much God loves you and how much prayer is so important. So many times we don't understand how important prayer is. People always ask me, but why do you always talk about pray, pray, pray? Because I have learned something in almost 33 years of being saved that, you know what? Prayer can do a whole lot more than any of my counsel. You know, prayer is powerful. I think so many times we don't understand how much God has for us. And God wants to bring us His very best. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 11, it says, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him?" Many times we don't understand about prayer. "Teach me how to pray," said the disciples to Jesus. Can you believe that they walked with Jesus for over 3 years, and the only thing they asked him for is, "Master, teacher, can you teach us how to pray?" You and I have to learn how to pray. It's not always easy. Is there some formula? No. It's to cry out unto God. God wants to hear us cry out. I want to say a God bless you also to the three precious women that visited the prayer mountain yesterday. I want to thank you for coming out. God bless you. And I pray that God answer all of your prayers. We have almost 24 and a half beautiful acres that are set apart for prayer. Why? Because I know that 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 I know in my most inner being that God wants to answer your prayers. I was thinking about this yesterday and all last week, actually, how so many times we don't understand how to pray. I want to give you a number to call in. It's 1-760-315-1967. Please call in if you have any prayer requests. We want to make sure that we meet those needs. You know, let me share with you what happened to me. Here I am, a young girl in my early 20s, already a widow, broken. And somebody shares Jesus with me and I get saved. So I come into the church. I'm so excited. I can't not believe it. I found something that was really real. Jesus had touched my life, changed my whole life around, and God began to move in my heart. You know, it's amazing. I said, well, what do I have to do? They said, be here every time the door is open. I said, all right, give me your schedule. So I went to church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, and Wednesday, and my whole life began to change. I threw the booze away, threw the drugs away, crushed my cigarettes, and hello, don't listen to me and think, aha, aha, I see. Don't look at me like that. If you look around, you'll see that you had to get rid of some garbage too. So I crushed them cigarettes and put them up on top of the refrigerator. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to. And I learned how to finally say that word. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. At first, I thought it was rebuke. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. I was a baby Christian, never been to church, never knew what God's word was, never read a Bible growing up. But all of a sudden, here I am. I'm in the kingdom of God, the glorious presence of the Lord. Oh, every time I went to church, they would sing this song. Just look out yonder where I have been. Oh, I thank God he's brought me in. He brought me in from the fields of sin. And as they were singing that song, my hands little by little would go from my waist to my, you know, just a little higher to, and all of a sudden I'm lifting my hands up and I'm worshiping God. Just look out yonder where I have been. And all of a sudden I'd begin to weep and cry. I would feel God's presence and I'd think, oh no, I don't want to cry in front of everybody. I just felt his love, his mercy, his grace. It was like his blanket of love would surround me, and no one knew where I had come from. Nobody knew that my heart had been broken. Nobody knew that I was raised in a broken home and family. No one knew that my husband had been murdered. I was a single mother, you know, raising two children, you know, and here I am. I'm touched by Jesus. Oh, what a joy. What a victory. Oh, I tell you. And then I said, oh, I want more. I want more. I want more. I said, oh, there's got to be more church. And I said, we have morning prayer. I said, morning prayer? What time? I'll be there. And so I started going to morning prayer every morning, and summertime came, and now it's been about a year I've been saved, and I'm so excited. And I thought, hey, kids, you want to go to morning prayer? My children were very small at the time. Yeah, Mom, we want to go with you. I said, you know what? It's a beautiful morning. And we only lived at that time, maybe less than a mile from the church. And I said, you know what? Why don't we get our bikes? And why don't we jump on our bikes? And oh, I said, let's just ride to church. Oh, that's good. My daughter was so young, so I put her on the back part of my bicycle. So my daughter Kuia was on my bicycle, and my son was on another bike. And we were riding. Oh, the morning was beautiful. The sun was shining. The birds were singing, and oh, the green looked greener. The skies looked bluer. The songs that the birds sang seemed to be so much more joyful that morning. Oh, it was amazing. I mean, what could get any better than this? And we're on our way to morning prayer, and I'm riding my bicycle. My son is beside me on another bicycle, and we're just singing in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And he's smiling at me, and he's looking at me with that great big grin, that great big smile. He's maybe, I don't know, maybe 7 and a half, maybe not even 8 years old. I think 7, because he was pretty small. All of a sudden, as we were singing, I looked to the side, and all of a sudden, all I saw was, in a moment, our entire life turned upside down. All of a sudden, he went into the air. The something on the bike broke. The spoke part of his bike broke. And he went straight up in the air about, I don't know, maybe 3-4 feet, and came right down on his skull. His legs were tangled in the spokes of the bike, and the bike was on top of him. I looked, and with a panic in my heart, I thought, oh, no, 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 no. And I looked, and he wasn't moving. I reached back. My daughter was a lot younger at that time. I reached back. I took her off. I said, stay over there on the sidewalk. Here, hold my bike. And I put my bike down, and I ran over to my son. He was still laying on the road, and I reached down, and I untangled his legs off the bike, and I turned him around, and one look at his face, I knew that we were in trouble. His skull started swelling, his face, the blood started coming out of his, his eyes were swollen, and the, you could see the whites of his eyes had turned red like blood, and he was going in and out of consciousness. I remember reaching down, picking up my son. And for a moment, when I looked at him, I thought, oh my, oh my, oh my, not my son. I remembered a flashback of yesteryear, how my husband had been killed. My husband had been killed by the blow to the head, and the brain was bleeding and the hemorrhaging of his blood. And there I am now, years later, serving God, loving God, on my way to prayer, holding my son in both of my arms, standing in the middle of the road, and all I could say was, no, 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 God, not my son, Lord, no, no, no. Instantly, the lies of the enemy came to my mind. Oh, you're a terrible mother. Why didn't you take the car? He's gonna die. Death will come to him today. And the bombarding of hell's tormenting lies had come to my heart and my mind. Why didn't you take the car? You should have took the car today. Look at this. Your wrong decision. In a moment, just like that, my world was turned upside down. All of a sudden, a precious gentleman and a woman who saw the accident as I held my son in my arms came up beside me. Tears were pouring down my face, and they gently put their hand on my shoulder, said, ma'am, ma'am. I said, somebody get an ambulance. Somebody get an ambulance. I said, ma'am, put him down. Put your son down. It's going to be okay. I remember putting my son gently down back on the road, and I was watching, and his eyes were rolling in the back of his head, and the continual swelling of his skull, the brain, the blood was filling up in his head. And I looked at him, and oh, I'm telling you, my friend, the torment of my heart and my mind was far beyond on what I can even begin to tell you. Oh, the fear that gripped my heart, the confusion that took over my mind as I looked at my little son, frail, laying there on that black asphalt road, waiting for the ambulance to come. The ambulance comes. Another precious young lady said, I'll take your daughter. Don't worry. I'll take care of this. I said, thank you so much. We jumped in the ambulance. They're talking to my son, Sam. Sam, look at me, Sam. He couldn't look. He couldn't talk. His eyes were rolling, his head was swelling, and the panic of my heart, he's going to die just like your husband did. Oh, he's going to die just like your husband. The Bible says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness, against spiritual hosts of wickedness. And the enemy came bombarding like a river, a flood, a tsunami of demonic lies that came and gripped my heart, my mind, and every part of my being. As the ambulance sound, and we were getting to the hospital, and all of a sudden, there we were at the hospital. They brought out, what is it, the gurney, and they grabbed my son, and they put my son in there, and they rushed him in there, took him instantly in there. They said, ma'am, ma'am. I said, no, I got to be with him. I said, oh, Jesus, as I'm laying hands on him, oh, Jesus, please help me. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, you've got to touch my son. They said, ma'am, we're going to take him in. We're going to do some tests. We got to do this immediately. The swelling of his head. I said, oh, Jesus, help me, help me. I said, okay, okay. And I turned around, and I said, oh, I, where can I go while you're doing these? I knew I needed to cry. I knew I needed to weep. I was just a baby Christian. I'd only been saved a year. I didn't even know how to pray. How could this be happening to my life? How could this be happening? What is going on? What am I going to do in this circumstance? All of a sudden, the nurse led me to this little teeny room with maybe 8 empty chairs. And all of a sudden, I fell to my knees. I tell you what, I didn't even know how to pray. No, I didn't have a ritual. I didn't have any right words. I didn't have a formula. I didn't even know how to speak eloquently. I didn't know anything at all. And I was there on my knees, and all of a sudden I began to weep and cry. Oh, the pain that was so deep within me, and still the bombarding of the lies of the enemy that came against my mind were tormenting me. You know what? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
A Touch From Above with Dr. Luana Steins is listener-supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County. There are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org. Or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
Amen, amen. As I was in that room, I was on my knees and I began to cry. I had no words to cry. I just said, oh, Jesus, not my son. Oh, Jesus, help me, Lord. You got to help me, Lord. Oh, my God, he's so young. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, help me. Something came over me, and all of a sudden, I began to pray in a language unknown to me. It wasn't Spanish. It wasn't English. It wasn't German. It was just a crying out deep within me, that interceding prayer that comes down deep within. I begin to pray and pray and pray and pray. Oh, it seemed like hours, but it wasn't that much. It seemed like, oh, I don't know how long it was, but I begin to cry out, and all of a sudden, oh, I felt a presence I had never felt ever before. Oh, I'm not one of these, I hear voices, I have all these dreams and visions. No, but that day on my knees when I was crying out, a voice whispered right gently to my heart and my mind that says, I did not come to take life. I came to give it. Be not afraid. Oh, at that moment, that second, I needed that word from God. I got up and I went back into the room again. And by this time, they had done the test and they had come back. And I felt so confident in God's amazing, gentle voice that spoke to my heart. I said, where is my son? They said, ma'am, we've got to talk to you. I said, wait 1 minute. And I went in there again and I laid hands on him and I said, Jesus, oh Jesus, I am just a baby Christian. I am no one, oh sovereign God, but you hear my cries and this is my son. I command the blood hemorrhaging to stop in this brain in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, you healed the woman with the blood disease somewhere in that Bible. I don't know where it is, but you do. Lord, you helped, Lord God, the three Hebrew boys. I don't know where it is, but you do. Lord, I read it. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, and the doctor said, ma'am, he looked at me and he said, ma'am, we're going to have to go in and take surgery. We're going to have to take your son into surgery. We're going to have to, there's been a fracture around his entire half of his skull, and we're going to have to go in, release the pressure, because if the blood doesn't stop, there could be possible brain damage. I said, sir, I said, you got to do me one more favor. I said, doctor, I said, go in there and do another x-ray. They said, ma'am. I said, do another x-ray. Please do another x-ray. They said, ma'am, listen. Please do another x-ray. Something inside of me, I knew there was a healing. I knew that something had happened because I had a confirmation from God. I had cried out to God. He heard my prayers. The doctor looked at me and said, all right, ma'am, all right, but time is up. I said, please. He went in there, took another x-ray, brought my son back. In one hand, he had one x-ray with the crack. On the other hand, he had the new x-ray. He looked at me and he said, I don't know who is on your side, but I don't understand this. I tell you, my son was in the hospital, yes, but they didn't have to do surgery. The blood had stopped. Somehow, miraculously, by God's grace, the crack had healed itself, and God had done a miracle. Now, was he sick? Yes, he was sick for about 3 to 4 weeks. There was blood in his urine from the blow of his head. It was coming out through his urine. The kidneys were filled with blood, but God did a miracle today. My son loves God, has 4 amazing children, and God is a good God. When your world turns upside down in one moment, what can you do? I tell you what you can do, my dear friend. You can cry out to God. The Bible says that if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to those that ask him? Your heavenly Father loves you. Your heavenly Father cares about you. There is nothing too hard for our God. I have learned in 33 years that God is a God that answers prayer. Remember the three Hebrew boys who were in the fiery furnace in the book of Daniel? God was there. The Bible says in the book of Daniel, chapter 4, we can read, it's chapter 3, verse 25, look, he answered, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. God is right there. When we cry out to him, when we take our time and begin to seek his face while he is yet to be found, my dear friend, God is able to answer all of your prayers. There is nothing too hard for him. I understand the situation. The circumstance seems unbelievably, how can I do it? When my world is upside down, when a husband walks out, when a wife walks out, when your children are in upheaval, when your church has been split, when all kinds of chaos comes in your heart, in your mind, and when the devils of hell come and whisper in your ear, I thought God loved you. I thought God loved you with every inch of your being, with the deepest part of your love that is way down inside of you. When you have all weakness and the only inch of strength that you have is by the grace of God, and you can get on your knees and cry out to him, oh sovereign God, oh mighty King, oh Lord of Lords, oh Master, oh Jesus, 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 when all you may be able to say is, oh Jesus, help me. He'll be right there. He'll be right there. Oh, listen, my dear friend, I believe in prayer. I have, by God's grace, I have walked through the valley of cancer. I have walked through the valley of a betrayal in marriage. My husband was brutally murdered, having an affair with a married woman. Oh, my dear friend, I have walked through the valley of the shadow of death, of heartache and betrayal like you cannot even believe, but God has been there. Oh, yes, I am sure. No, my trials have never been as bad as Job, and maybe your trials feel as bad as Job, and maybe they are. I tell you today that God is faithful. The Bible says in the book of Micah, chapter 4, reading in verses 1 and 2, now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and the people shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, come, come, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You see, God wants you to learn how to pray. Come up to the prayer mountain and pray. Come and seek God while he is yet to be found. We can turn this nation around by prayer. You can turn your situation around by prayer. God is right there. He's in the midst of the fiery fire of your trial today. Cry out to him. He will give you comfort to walk through when darkness is all around and you feel like you can't get out. Our God is right there. He'll bring you out of that circumstance. I promise you, nothing is too hard for our God. Oh, listen to me. Come up to the prayer mountain. Get some time away and pray. Seek the Lord while he is yet to be found. You're listening to my program today. and you are lost, and number one, the door is Jesus, why don't we start off at the door? Why don't you ask Jesus to come into your heart? Backslider, come back to Jesus. Come back. He's calling you. He's beckoning you to come back. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, I'm empty. I'm lost. My world is upside down. Please forgive me. Give me strength. Give me direction. Show me what I can do. Help me, Lord. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, I pray. Did you say that prayer today? Did you say that prayer? Then do me a favor. Email me. Call me. Separate some time. Write me a letter. You can visit my website at atouchfromabove.org. I try to answer every single one of my prayer requests that come in. God loves you. I want you also, if you're on our website, click on the K-Praise box to find our sponsors. Thank them by enjoying their professional services. Tell them that Dr. Luana sent you. If you have not been to DeCarlo's restaurant, I tell you, my dear friend, that is the best prime rib in San Diego County. The address is on Main Street, right in the heart of Ramona. CB Construction, oh, listen, Steve Coles is an amazing builder. Why don't you log on to our website? You need some work done, your bathroom redone, your kitchen redone, call Steve Coles, CB Construction. You need a web design and web hosting, let it be done by the best, Doug Sully. Ramona Dental Group, you need your teeth done, do it by somebody who loves the Lord and is gentle, Dr. Bruce Laurie. Oh, Sledgebuster Septic Service, what an amazing, amazing. If you need toilets or portable toilets for anything, special events, construction, you need your pool done, get it done by Hiles Pool Service. Phil keeps our pool at the Prayer Mountain amazing. That's the largest baptismal tank in San Diego. East County Gazette, if you need your advertisement done, you know what? Advertising values are second to none in the area. Ask for Debbie and Dave Norman. Thank you, Eli. You are a treasure. Thank you, Eli, for going with us on the streets and everywhere to preach. God bless you and for keeping the mountains so beautiful. David, thank you so much for your support. Don, Marianne, thank you so much. Bill and Melanie, I pray for you always. You are a treasure indeed, and I do respect and love you. We have church service every single Sunday morning at 10 a.m. at the Prayer Mountain. You can log on to our website and see the address is 16145. Highway 67. I love you. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana. If you have enjoyed this program, do me a favor. Call up K-Praise anytime and tell them, you know what? I enjoy Dr. Luana of Touch from Above. I love that service. You know what? I'm praying that God would open up doors for me to share more about the amazing love and the grace of God. Are you going through a trial? Nothing is too hard for our God. You know what? Last week we had a drawing, and just to let you know, for those that followed on Twitter, for a gift of my book, Kathy Ornelia, O-R-N-E-L-I-A. She is the winner of the Mother's Story. Last week we had a drawing at 5 o'clock on Twitter. She won. So please log on, follow me on Twitter. This week's prize is a Mission America t-shirt. God bless you. I love you. I'm Dr. Luana, and you are so very important. Please come to our church service. Please come. Come to prayer. Every day, Monday through Friday, I have prayer 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning at Prayer Mountain. Every Friday night at 7 o'clock, doesn't matter. I'm not trying to steal you out of your church. I want you to come and pray. If we come together and pray together, we can change our nation. Let's change our nation. God bless you. I love you and appreciate you. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch from Above. Thank you so much.
A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines is listener supported. Your gift of any size is greatly appreciated. All gifts help build Prayer Mountain, a place for you to pray, whether it's just for a day or if you want to stay for a few. Located conveniently in Ramona, just 30 to 45 minutes from anywhere in San Diego County, there are over 24 beautiful acres of land with small cabins that can accommodate two people comfortably, so you can have some privacy and get before the Lord and pray. Give right now online at atouchfromabove.org or or mail your gift to P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California 92065. Together, we can touch heaven from our knees and change our nation. Give today and let's pray. Go to atouchfromabove.org.
I cry out with my whole heart. Hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes.
For more information, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. And don't forget to listen every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KPRZ.
You've been listening to A Touch from Above with Dr. Luana Stines on KPRZ 1210 a.m. This show is sponsored by A Touch from Above Ministries.